October 2004, and Maggie is going to read Rose in the Robbers. This is what the story she read last year, and she wants to read it again. So, go on then, Maggie.
Once there was a princess called Rosie. She had big feet and liked banana sandwiches. She also liked steamrollers. In fact, she collected them. I've got 4 steamrollers, a short one, a slim one, and a tall and fat one. Her father, the king, was cross about the steamrollers. He didn't think a princess should go around driving steamrollers or talking to or taking them to pieces and putting them together again in the bedroom.
Just look at all that mess.
One day the king lost his temper. He told Rosie a princess should not waste her time with any steamrollers. From now on, I forbid you touch a steamroller again.
Steamrollers are not silly.
Now it was Rosie's turn to get cross. She storms outside, threw her crown on the ground and flattened it with her flat steamroller. Then she went to the palace kitchen and made a huge pile of banana sandwiches. She packed them up into a suitcase and hurried to the garage. With her tears in her eyes, she said goodbye to her other steamroller, the short, tall and slim one.
Don't worry, I'll rescue you later.
Rosie heaved her suitcase into the fat steamroller. She drove straight through the palace wall into the wild wood where the bears and other dangerous creatures live.
I'll show him, I'll run away.
In the darkest part of the wild wood, she met 3 robbers. They looked very wicked.
Stop!
What's in your suitcase? It is worth robbing, they asked. I won't tell you unless you promise to help me, Rosie replied.
All right, we promise, the robbers said.
Now what is in your suitcase? Tell you later, said Rosie. First you must show me the way to your den. Come on, climb up. The way to the robber's den was difficult and dangerous.
Help, we're going to crash! I'm scared. I'm keeping my eyes shut.
But Rosie was a skillful driver and at last they reached the den. The den was dark and dirty with lots of spiders. Rosie loved it. She remembered her promise and showed the robbers what was in the suitcase. Then she gave them a banana sandwich each and told them all about her plan to rescue the steamroller.
But we can't rob a king.
Don't worry, they're my steamrollers. Now, do any of you know how to drive a steamroller? Rosie asked. The robbers shook their heads. Rosie sighed. She began to give them driving lessons.
Look out! Get me out of this! Help, I can't swim!
They weren't very good at it. Now it was the robbers' turn to give Rosie lessons. They lent her a robber's mask, a robber's hat, and a robber's cloak. The next they showed her how to look wicked. Rosie was very good at it. Delicious! Then it was supper time, so Rosie handed out more banana sandwiches. After this, everyone went to sleep. Rosie got up early the next morning and woke the 3 robbers. "We'll rescue my steamrollers now," she told them, "before anyone else of the palace gets up." The robbers grinned.
Grinned.
Yawning and grumbling, they put on their rubber outfits and ate their breakfast. it was banana family. I want to go back to bed.
I'm tired.
After breakfast, Rosie climbed onto the back table and started the engine. Hurry up, she said. Remember your lessons by watching me drive. And don't touch any levers or play with a toolbox. As the steamer chuffed through the wildwood, Robert saw a notice pinned to a tree. Pinned to a tree. They read it and looked at it. Missing person, Princess Rosie. She had big feet and liked banana sandwiches. If you find her, please return her to the king, who loves her very much. You could go back to him now, the robber said, but Rosie just scowled. She ordered me never to touch Seymour again, she said. I'm not going back, not ever.
But he wants you back.
Make friends with him. He's not cross anymore. Seymour chugged out into the wood and stopped outside the king's palace. Rosie led the way past the sleeping sentries to the garage. She smiled when she saw her three steamers. I can drive the short one.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Bear.
She smiled when she saw the three steamers waiting to be rescued. This one's mine. Can I drive the short one? Remember the lessons I gave you, Rosie told the robins. Start the engine and then follow me. I never get a choice. Are you ready? Suddenly over the puffing of the engines came a dreadful noise. It was a sound of fierce growling bears. They burst out of the wild wood and charged towards the palace. The sentries woke up.
Sentries, that's right.
Woke up at once and ran for their lives. Help! Run for it! The king woke up too. He got dressed and ran outside. Come back! He shrieked at the sentries. Come and save me first. He looked tasty. Nice and plump too. The bears licked their lips and bounded towards him. The king was overcome with fright and fainted. He lay in a heap on the palace steps. Rosie knew there was only one thing she could do. She drove her steamroller straight at the bed. It was going the wrong way. I've forgotten my lesson. Follow me. I can't steer. Three robbers tried to do the same. Perhaps they should have gave more driving lessons. Had more driving lessons. Perhaps they should have looked where they were going. They missed the bears completely. It was just bad luck they didn't miss the palace as well. The bears had never heard such a horrible crashing, clanging and scattering. They fled back to the wild wood, howling in terror.
Help! Run for it!
The king woke up from his faint. He looked around and he wondered why he hadn't been eaten by the bears. Then he noticed the steamer was being driven by the four masked robbers. One of them had beef soup and was eating a banana sandwich. Rosie, you've come back and saved me, he cried. With help from my steamroller, Rosie pointed out. Welcome home. The king shook hands with the robbers and as a reward for saving me from the bears, he said perhaps you'd like to come and live at the palace.
Yes,
please, said the robin. As long as we don't have to drive any more steamrollers. These are my friends. Rosie was glad her friends were staying and got them to help her to rebuild the wrecked palace. Perhaps that was why it ended up looking different than before. The king was so glad to give Rosie back. To have Rosie back, that he didn't mind the changes, though not much. Funny how Rosie's girls look and feel in my palace. Rosie was glad to be home too, and from then on the king let Rosie drive the steamrollers every day while he went out bird watching. Rosie always made him a picnic. Don't forget your picnic, Dad! Guess what she put in the sandwiches?
What?
Banana.
Of course. Well done. Do you want to say anything?
No.
All right then. What about you, James? Do you want to say anything?
Why?
I'm just asking if you want to say anything.
Because you've got that to listen, don't you?
Yeah.
Then I'll read another banana book.
Yeah, okay.
Let me read another.